This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lori Vallow Daybell is back in the courtroom, this time with new attorneys. Now her new legal team is moving swiftly to block a court-mandated competency evaluation, an evaluation her previous attorneys had successfully petitioned for just weeks earlier. Their argument? Lori Vallow doesn't need it, and the court should reverse its decision. This is where it gets even murkier. The prosecution isn't having it. They've doubled down, stating in no uncertain terms that the court already found reasonable grounds to proceed with the evaluation, and pulling back now would be a misstep. But that's not all. The prosecution has thrown in a minor concession. They don't mind delaying the evaluation temporarily so the new defense team can get up to speed. In the legal world, such offers are rare, but it speaks to the high stakes of this battle. Behind the scenes, Vallow's legal shuffle has been equally dramatic. Fired attorneys, self-representation bids, and fresh faces on her defense team, all in a matter of weeks. The woman once dubbed the Doomsday Mom seems to be as active in her defense as she was in the horrific saga that put her on trial for the murder of her own children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, and the calculated death of Tammy Daybell, her fifth husband's first wife. The judge's decision to defer ruling on Vallow's self-representation request until after a competency evaluation speaks volumes about the court's concerns. Her ability or inability to grasp the gravity of her circumstances has become a central issue, leaving many to wonder, is this about justice or are we peering into the depths of a fractured mind? The trial, originally slated for February 2025, now floats in limbo with no new date in sight. For the families of the victims, this delay is yet another blow in a long, painful journey for closure. The court's decision to wait on the evaluation underscores the necessity of determining whether Vallow can effectively stand trial and participate in her defense. But competency evaluations are no simple affair. They often delve into the psychological labyrinths of defendants, unraveling their mental state at the time of the crime and their current fitness to participate in legal proceedings. In a case as infamous as Lori Vallow's, where every revelation has only deepened the public's fascination, the stakes are even higher. How do you measure the mental state of someone accused of orchestrating such cold-blooded crimes? And more importantly, what happens when justice hinges not just on facts, but on the fragile nature of human cognition? It's hard to imagine a case more complex or unsettling than Lori Vallow's. As the twists keep piling up, it's easy to lose sight of where we stand now. From the defense's latest gambit to the prosecution's unyielding stance, this legal chess match isn't just about getting to trial, it's about what kind of trial we'll even have. First, let's address the elephant in the room. Competency. This isn't some minor procedural issue. It's foundational. Without competency, there's no trial, no defense, and certainly no resolution for the victims' families. And yet here we are watching the defense try to undo what seems to be a reasonable and necessary step. One could argue they're doing their job, advocating for their client. But from a broader perspective, it feels like yet another delay in a case that has already dragged on far too long. What strikes me, though, is the irony. Lori Vallow, who once claimed divine insight and a mission from God, is now potentially unfit to stand trial. The same woman who reportedly believed she was part of some apocalyptic prophecy may not even comprehend the reality of her own legal peril. It's a chilling juxtaposition. A person who may have orchestrated unspeakable acts now sitting in a courtroom, possibly unable to fully grasp the consequences. There's another layer to this, one that's often overlooked. The justice system isn't just about punishing the guilty. It's about ensuring the process is fair and just. A competency evaluation isn't designed to absolve Lori Vallow of her crimes. It's meant to ensure that she can engage with her defense and comprehend the charges against her. It's a safeguard, not a loophole. And yet, the delays are agonizing. For the families of JJ, Tylee, and Tammy, each postponement is another painful reminder that closure remains out of reach. The legal system's wheels turn slowly, but in this case, they feel almost stuck in the mud. Still, the question remains, can justice truly be served if the defendant isn't mentally present for her trial? It's a haunting thought, and one that will undoubtedly linger as this case continues to unfold. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.